pig's feet.
Tim, why didn't you jump in on that?
Oh, that's right. It's down here. Bill Clevland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, and in case you missed it, I won the Ma contest today.
Yeah. Yes,
and I'm
you
very
did.
Proud.
Yes, you did.
Very
you
proud.
Yes,
the
you did.
Ma champion yes, of the day.
You are a also Ma machine.
You are. Thank you very much.
Oh, we see just, what he did there?
We just got finished with snow. Ma. Get it.
Go ahead. Is there more? Get it out of your system.
Sorry.
Finished? Okay.
All right.
Heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
All right, I want to say hi and thank you to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're concerned, not yet.
Close.
If you're concerned about the current market fluctuation,
I'm worried about retiring.
Fluctuation, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2560. Oh, no, it's 2550. Sorry. 2650. Good grief. Hold on a second.
Stop everything.
Let me go back.
Hold it. The phone number is 636-695-2650.
Yes. I went dyslexic for a second.
Moron.
I'll take care of this. I'll take care of this. 636-695-2650. Limestone, this is a valuable advertiser. Mm-hmm. Edit that out.
I got you.
He didn't even get their number right.
I got you.
Radio edit.
All right, Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're concerned about the current market fluctuation, you can call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650. And they'll review your investment strategy. They'll go over it. Good Lord. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE.
This guy is a teacher. He teaches broadcasting. Oh, this is what's so sad.
For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
And I want to talk to you about my new book, Bad Mood, Good Mood.
No. That's the other guy.
Oh.
He's not here.
Oh, that's right.
He's out. He's history. Oh, boy. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. That was pretty fun, my new book. That was pretty good. Bernice is in heaven. And even though Tim is no longer part of the show, Rat Boy continues every day to drop in the morning before he comes in here. He drops him off. What is it you take him every day?
Cheese.
Oh. Drops him off some cheese. Oh. Well, you can live on cheese and water.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
He'll be blocked. Bruce and them a little premature drumulation.
This could be the worst show we've
ever
done.
This is sorry.
Tim's out there listening right now going, yeah, see, the show's no good without me. We can't give him that. We cannot give him that. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
I was going to mention this earlier, and we had Josh on and everything, but John and Maria came in today before the show and dropped off shirts from Five Below. They found these shirts at Five Below, and on the shirts it says M-E-H, meh. So,
meh.
That doesn't
meh.
Meh. That's but not meh.
It's meh.
M-E-H. What does that mean?
Well, M-E-H, it's like meh. It's like meh.
Ma.
Do we really know how to spell ma, to be honest?
It's true. Yeah.
That is
we
true.
M-U or M-U-H.
M-U-H or...
Ma.
Or M-U, not M-E-H. That was nice. John and Maria, the thought is the thought that counts. Nice going. We appreciate it. But it's not may. You know, E-H would be A, and M-E-H would be may.
It's Canada.
No, it goes
ma.
It goes ma.
No cigar. Canada,
M-E-H goes meh.
No, man. We appreciate the thought, and that was very nice, but it's not.
It's close.
Not meh. It's close. Close, but as they say, close, but no meh. So thank you, John and Maria. We're brought to you by Mark and Jason. That's two people, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They are financial advisors. I am speaking now to three sets of people. People who may be changing jobs, people who may be retiring, and the people who aren't in either one of those categories, but people who have $25,000 or more to invest. Let's talk specifically to those of you who may be changing jobs. When you do that and you leave one place to go to work at another place, what do you do with your 401k money? Huh? Do you know the answer to that? Do you know the consequences if you don't do the right thing? Should you cash it out? Do you roll it over into an IRA? Do you pay taxes on it? Are there penalties? And then what about that time period that, ooh, you need to make a decision within, what is it, 6 months, a year, 18 months? I don't know. Do you know? What about favorable tax treatment? What about the growth potential of the money? See? A lot of questions you need answers to. I'll tell you who has those answers. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, as in markandjason.com. They are financial advisors with Stifel. Stifel is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. This is a complimentary meeting, folks. It means it doesn't cost you anything. It means also that there's no obligation and no pressure. But the meeting will be set up by you, not them. You have to be smart enough to want somebody, by the way, with a great reputation, to take a look at what you're doing with your money, to take a look and answer your questions about your retirement or your change of job. That would be Mark and Jason. Again, markandjason.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago,
no, 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 no. 636-695-2650. Now, markandjason.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa,
all number.
Tampa, Panama,
kind of important. Bill Cleveland is in the building. He's in the studio. He's sitting right here, and he's brought to you by Window World. More people buy Window World windows to replace the windows that crapped out on them than any other window in the United States. This company is not even quite 16 years old, I don't think, and look what they've accomplished. That's what happens when you offer a great product at a great price. That's called value. For more, windowworldstlouis.com. Give it up, everybody, for Bill Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm good. Thank you very much. It's been a busy past few days. I want to mention something quickly because I don't know if people actually maybe think of this, but I know you often mention during the Playhouse, hey, Bill's not on the road. He's not. He's bound down
west,
bound whatever.
Do you say often? You just said
yeah,
often.
Yeah, you did.
Often.
Often. Yeah. You don't say the T. It's often. Often.
Often.
Idiot. No, 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 not often. Often.
It's in there. I don't want to ignore it. Often.
No, you know, that's not how you pronounce it. It's often.
I often
think back. Do you come here often? Not do you come here. If you went up to a girl at a bar and said, excuse me, do you come here often? She would spit on you. She'd go, wow, you don't even know how to pronounce often.
I don't know. There's a lot of people that say often. I don't. I say often.
And you're thinking of Afton.
No. Oh my goodness!
Whatever, go ahead.
But but you do mention that, you know, I'm in the studio. So for people who don't know, so this is the January, December. This is when I plan all of my road trips. So looking forward, probably first week in February, I'll be picking it back up again. I've got, and it is a lot of planning.
It's a long, long time from May to December, but the days grow short when you reach September.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Bill. And I cannot wait to get on the road. Let me tell you, just cannot get here soon enough. So I've got some great destinations planned for 2019, so we'll have some great stuff to talk about. So on this day, Frank, in 1943, and hopefully you'll appreciate this as a guy who likes
Frank
planes.
Frank remembers that.
Has,
well, no, go ahead and say it. As a guy who was 25 in 1943, that's what you were going to say.
No, I was
that's what you were going to do.
A guy
you
that,
thought about it.
A guy that,
you thought about
a
it.
A guy that flies and enjoys the airplanes. On this day in 1943, FDR became the first president to use an airplane for official government business. He went across the Atlantic in a it was a Boeing flying boat, they called it. This was during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
To have a meeting with Winston Churchill in North Africa. So shortly after that trip, they realized that they needed to have probably a safer airplane specifically for the president. And so FDR was the first person, first president, to get his own presidential plane. That was built by the.
Want to hear my impression of FDR? A few people do it. Here it is. Why do I keep falling down?
Whoa.
Well, he ain't no crutches. Thank you. That was him speaking to his doctor. He went to the doctor.
Oh, wow.
Hand me my crutches.
Ooh, okay.
I know.
Yep. You want to give your email address out, Frank?
FrankOpinion @yahoo.com.
Don't email me. Holy cow. So the Douglas Aircraft Company built the very first presidential plane, and they called it the Sacred Cow, and it is on display in Dayton, Ohio, at the National Museum of the United States Air Force. And the plane was retired in 1961. I've mentioned this place a few times, but what a great opportunity to mention it again, because it is really one of the neatest museums. And
I want to go to this place.
It's absolutely free. I've been there.
How long does it take to drive to Dayton?
Oh, man, you always make me guess. I would say 8 hours. I would say 8 hours, probably. Okay. Maybe it's closer to 6. I don't think Dayton's all that far. So the National Museum of the United States Air Force. So I mentioned this plane, and so FDR, yes, he was in a wheelchair. And what's interesting about that plane, you'll see they built him his own wheelchair elevator to lift him up into the plane. It's still there. And so for him to be able to get up into that aircraft, there's 9 other what they call presidential planes. Some of these are some military aircraft. But they also have, so they called it a SAM 2600. So most people recognize that as Air Force One. So the one that was used by President Kennedy. Well, in fact, they brought Kennedy's body back from Dallas after he was assassinated. That was on the backside of the plane. And then it was also used through all presidents up through President Clinton. What's interesting about the Kennedy thing is that you can walk through the Air Force One or the SAM 2600, and you'll go through the back of the plane, and that is exactly where Kennedy's body, well, the coffin, wow, or whatever. But yeah, it's that's pretty neat. So check that out. What's also interesting, and we may have talked about this before, is when you walk through that aircraft
when you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver sound of the lark. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Just to be clear, my audience was not clapping at that. I don't think
they were.
I don't think they were applauding.
Noticeably absent.
Yes. When you walk through the Air Force One, or the plane that used to be in Air Force One, I think what you'll notice immediately is that it is not a high-tech looking aircraft. And for everything that you have seen in movies or television about the Air Force One, I mean, you know, the movie Air Force One with Harrison Ford and all of that, it looks absolutely nothing like that. Now, the one that they have today that President Trump would be flying on, maybe they've upgraded quite a bit and it looks a little more like that. But when you walk through this aircraft, I mean, Clinton, you know, when Clinton was in office, that wasn't all that long ago. And yeah. I think most people probably thought it was super high tech. And it really, I mean, maybe there were things that, you know, they didn't tell you about that were on the plane somewhere. But I think people will be absolutely stunned when they walk through and see this thing. So
same is true of the Reagan plane. If you go to the Reagan Library,
right.
You go through that plane and you think, oh my goodness, this looks like 1940 equipment, telephone
yes.
equipment. So
yeah.
It's so archaic.
Yeah, absolutely. So that, but it's still really interesting to walk through that. And then they had the plane that Harry Truman used for his presidential plane. I believe that was called the Independence. Named after his hometown of Independence, Missouri. 10 presidential planes in total. This is in hangar number 4. So there are 4 different hangars at this Air Force museum. It's right next to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Absolutely free. It will take you at least an entire day if you want to see every single thing, and probably should plan a couple of days if you are a true plane enthusiast.
Do they have the original Wright Brothers Kitty Hawk thing, that airplane?
I don't know if they have the one from Kitty Hawk, but they have at least one of the Wright Flyer planes. And it's really, what's neat about the museum is they have it set up chronologically. So that would be the first plane that you see when you walk in. And then if you followed the, I mean, it's amazing the way that they have all of these aircraft set up and you know, rotated around. But so you'll, They're set up in chronological order, and like I said, the ones in the presidential hangar, you can actually go inside, or at least most of them. You can go inside the Air Force One, you can go in front of the one, go inside the one that FDR used, and I think the one in Harry, the one that Harry Truman used. The rest of the museum, you can't really go into most of the planes. But it's still absolutely awesome to walk around and see all.
And correct me if I'm wrong. The only reason this aircraft museum is in Dayton is because the Wright brothers were from Dayton, and their bicycle shop
correct.
Was in Dayton. Right?
Yeah, and it's what's interesting is the Wright Bicycle Company, that first building. It's not even in Dayton anymore. Henry Ford purchased that building and had it moved to Dearborn, Michigan. So it's part of the Henry Ford Museum now. So the only building that still exists in Dayton is, I believe it was the third bicycle shop that the Wright brothers owned, and that's there. So, but yes, you're correct. It's right next door to the Air Force Base, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. But check it out. Bring comfortable shoes. You will need it. It will take you an entire day at least to go through this place. But it's awesome. I mean, it's really, really neat. So they, Air Force Museum, check that out. Once more, you can go
and
to...
This is not a joke. What I'm about to say is not a joke. You think it's a joke, but it's not. The Wright brothers had a company. They had a bicycle business, and they had a company, and they had employees, and they used a bank in Dayton called the Winters National Bank. That was the family of Jonathan Winters. It was his, grandfather or father or something. And Winters National Bank was the bank that the Wright brothers used for their business. That's absolutely true. And I think Dayton, Ohio, this has to be their claim to fame, right? What else is there in Dayton, Ohio? Why the heck else would you go to Dayton?
No, there's museum. There's a lot of Wright brothers history. They have a couple of different museums. They have what I like. They have the sort of this interpretive center that the National Park Service has set up. And you can go in there and you can watch some really cool documentaries, some hands-on exhibits. One of the things, you actually can fly. Well, I mean, it's all virtual, but you fly the Wright brothers plane, the first plane, the Wright Flyer. And I on record, I crashed 3 different times trying to fly the thing. But it's really neat. Lots of stuff, lots of great history. But that Air Force Museum, it's unbelievable.
I would say to you, if you get a chance, because I've done this, go to Kitty Hawk.
Yeah.
Go to Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, and stand there on the ground and look. They have a stone, a marker, marking where the plane lifted off and where it landed. It's just a few feet. It's a few feet, but that was the first real flight. The thing actually got off the ground and flew in the air. That's a pretty neat place, too, as simple as it is. Just the fact that you're standing right where that happens. No different than Dealey Plaza in Dallas. Mm-hmm. You're standing right where that Kennedy shooting took place. It's just something about being there. You know?
Yep, I would agree.
In Dayton, Ohio, isn't the corporate office for... like Match.com and eHarmony and Plenty of Fish.
You know that that's not only not funny, but I knew you'd do that.
That's not even funny.
No, it's not, Carson. It's not funny. And I knew you'd try to take Dayton and turn it into something funny, and you'd fail. And you did. Congratulations.
I liked it. I cracked myself up.
There's a surprise to everyone.
No,
all right. So if you'd like some more, of course, you can go to billontheroad.com. I've got some information on the trivia night I'm doing March 29th as well, if you want to check that out. Front page at billontheroad.com. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
So my wife has done it again. We had my grandson in the car, and this is, by the way, what I'm about to tell you actually happened. It's not just something that sounds funny. Sadly, it's true. And I don't know why the subject of cows came up, but he's asking about cows. And look, I'm not real smart about cows. I know that a cow, the actual word cow, I believe means female. A steer is a male, a bull is a male, but a cow is a female. And I think the reason this came up is that my wife grew up as a little girl. She lived in New Memphis, Illinois, and then moved to the thriving metropolis of New Baden, Illinois, and then on to Belleville. And when she lived in New Memphis as a little girl, she rode a cow, or tried to ride a cow. Oh. And the cow threw her off and put a nasty gash, and she still got a scar on her arm. And so my grandson likes to hear that story about the cow, and I guess that's what started it. And he starts asking about, you know, what cows are for, and we're trying to tell him that they give milk, and then they get food from cows, and he starts asking all the questions the kids ask about, well, how do they get food? Well, that's hard to explain to a kid. And my wife says, she says, look, how do you think we get things like bacon from my cows? And then I have to be real careful because we're in the car, and I can't say things like, idiot, what are you trying to teach our kid that bacon? You just have to just bite your lip and just let it
and
go.
Turn the utter
actually,
cheek.
Yes, she actually said, how do you think we get bacon? And I said, you know, I did finally say, I said, that's not a cow, that's a pig. Well, you know what I meant. I meant, how do you think we get foods from animals like bacon or meat, you know, steaks, cow? Yeah, that's my wife's actual voice, but
you know,
just like that. That's how she sounds.
Thinking about it, I wonder, actually, bacon comes just from like a part of a pig, and I wonder if that is just a specific part to a pig. Like, I wonder if you could actually make bacon from a part of a cow. That'd probably be delicious.
I have no idea. I wish I had.
They have turkey bacon.
Cow bacon. Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that. I don't think you could. I don't think you could get
cow bacon. I need to find me a butcher.
I don't think there's any such thing. You know, the other thing, and look, I, like most of you, I can't stand it when people act like everything their kids say or their grandkids say is genius. I hate that. But I do find what all kids say from time to time is funny. We were in the car, and, you know, whether you like it or not, kids are pretty tech savvy. He's 5 and a half. You hand him an iPhone, he knows exactly how to use it. He knows how to unlock it if he knows the passcode, and he does for his mom's phone and for my wife's phone. And they play games, and they know how to swipe the screen and all that stuff. And he's, playing with the phone. And I said, look, we got to get out of the car. Give me the phone. He goes, hang on. He's playing a video game. And he kept saying, let me get past this level. And I just took the phone. I took the phone out of his hand, and he said, damn.
Oh.
And I said, what did you say? And he said, I said, damn. And I said, why would you say that? That's not something, no, you don't say that. Why did you do that? Here is it. This is exactly what he said. My body made me say it.
Hard to argue with that logic.
No, it is. And that's when you have to try to turn away so they can't see you laughing.
Yeah.
Because you can't ever let them see you laughing at something you're not supposed to do.
Frank, may I interrupt again?
Well, you just did. Go
Thank
ahead.
You. Apparently, somebody is on their way up to pick up their special order Camaro this evening from Johnny Londoff. It is a Mr. and Mrs. Gregory and Nicole Kane from Illinois.
Oh.
They say they are AM and PM.
Wow.
Yeah.
Special order Camaro.
Yeah, the text
Gregory
message.
Gregory and Nicole.
Yeah, it says, hi, Frank. Thanks to you, my wife and I, correct grammar, well done, are going to Johnny Londoff to pick up our special auto Camaro this evening. AM in the PM.
So what are the names again? Gregory and Nicole? Is that what you
Yep, saying? Gregory and Nicole Kane.
All right. Congratulations on the new Camaro. Thank you. We appreciate it. How about Tom Brady? I mean, This guy.
I can't stand that team.
The cheaters.
Well, the New England cheaters. I look at Bill Belichick, and I hate the sight of that man.
I know. I know a lot of people. but
tell us how you really feel,
man. You got to give it to Brady. He's still got it.
He's still got it, especially when the ball is
deflated. Forget everything else.
Did you see he taped the thermometers to the locker room of the other, you know, to show them how cold it was, to remind them how cold it was in Boston?
Oh, my goodness.
I think a lot of people don't like Tom Brady because they're jealous of Tom Brady. Take a good look at his wife. Take a look at what a great football player he is. Okay, so he's still got it, as they say. What else?
My pick for the Super Bowl, the Chiefs and the Saints.
I'm going to go with the Cleveland Browns.
And actually, Sandy and I picked the Saints. Sandy's my girlfriend, but she's she's a huge football fan, but we picked the Saints in Vegas. We had a friend of ours that was in Vegas at the beginning of the season, and we picked the Saints to win the Super Bowl.
That's supposed to stay in Vegas.
It's like 20-1, I think.
Okay. So I'd like to address, if I could for a second, all the people who've emailed me interested in taking Tim Woodburn's place. Let me tell you how this works. If you know what you're doing, and I think I do. I've been doing this for a long time. I've been doing this in its form for about 35 years, and what I found is that the most success that you have is accidental success. Dan Strauss working with me was an accident. Tim Woodburn was an accident. Limey, an accident. Okay? It just happened. I didn't seek them out. And I think sometimes when you try, there's no position to be filled to replace here. That position didn't even exist. We came over here. It was me, Dan, and Limey. We get here. We inherit Tim Woodburn. It was a good inheritance, all right, but it wasn't planned. When you try too hard, and those of you who have emailed me, I'll be perfect to fit. Well, usually when you say you're perfect, you're not. It's like the people who've emailed me and says, oh, man, I'm funny. I got a great sense of humor. 9 times out of 10, when somebody says, I have a great sense of humor, they don't. Their brother told them they did, or their sister, or their spouse. So, in my life, the people that I've run into, that I've accidentally stumbled upon, who were really funny, never said, oh, hey, I'm funny. There are lots of people, I think, who would tell you that I can tell a good joke. Okay, I'm not bragging. I just know how to tell a joke. I don't think I've ever once gone anywhere and said, by the way, everybody, I'm a really good joke teller. I've never known anybody who had a lot of money who walked around saying, hey, I've got a lot of money. I'm wealthy. It's almost like when you email me and tell me how funny you are, that almost tells me you're not funny.
Glad you got my email.
Well, I did. But I appreciate it. I appreciate the interest. I appreciate the offers. And I've had a couple that I saved, a couple of people who actually understand the radio business, but there's not an audition going on here. And every time that I made the mistake in the past of doing that, what happened was I get bombarded, and then you have to call back or email back everybody that looks interesting, and then you finally get a chance to talk to them, maybe even meet them. And inevitably, the great majority of the time, it doesn't work out. So most great things that happen, especially at least to me in this business, have been accidental. And then the things that ended up coming to an end weren't planned. It's just the way things shook out. Somebody decided to retire, or somebody moved away, or whatever. And in Tim's case, Tim, you know, worked for the station. That was a deal he had made with the station, and it wasn't in the last months necessarily a deal that he was happy with, so he decided to say, nope, don't want to do it in this form anymore. So,
I just sent you an email, Frank.
I don't read emails while I'm talking.
Okay.
Hang on. I got to stop, folks, and check my email. Hold on here.
Are you going to are you applying?
Are you telling them how funny you are?
Oh, wait. John Londoff just sent me. I just saw here when I grabbed my phone. John Londoff sent me a text. He goes, University of Dayton is in Dayton. That's where all four of our boys attended. So I guess he's trying to tell me there's more to Dayton than just a museum. They have a university. Okay.
Good hockey school.
John. Is it a good hockey
yeah.
school?
Yeah, it is.
Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. So hang on. Let me check. Limey sent me an email. I don't see an email from you.
Oh, boy.
No. No. There's no email. There is no email.
No email at all.
Why don't you just read it? You
did you call me an asshole?
No, I didn't call
what?
Oh,
you
my
said
God.
No you no email a hole? Is that what you said?
I did not say that at all. At all is what I said.
Oh, at all, at all. Jeez, when you say it with that British accent, it sounded like something else. Oh, no email at all. Yeah, it sounded.
Wow. We should use that translation app to understand what you're saying over there.
I also am not on the. I'm not on the. Oh, here it is. Limestone Phillips email. You know what? Here, let me read everybody Limey's email to me. I am very funny. You're already on the show. Okay. You're already on the show. Brother. I watched, I recorded a 2020 show from last week. Did anybody else see this thing on Robert Blake? First of all, let me ask you, did you see it? No. Who knows anything now about Robert Blake? Lime, you know who that was or is Robert Blake?
Off the top of my head, no.
Dan, you do.
Yeah.
Is he in jail?
What do you think is the current status, Bill, Dan, of Robert Blake?
He's old.
You know, a lot of people think he's dead, and a lot of people think he's in prison.
No,
remember he was tried for murder.
Right. Didn't he get out of there?
Well, he got out of it because they found him not guilty in the criminal trial, but they found him guilty in the civil trial, and that's what devastated him. They found him guilty in the civil trial and said he owed the family of Bonnie, whatever her name was, $30 million. Now he lives in some little dumpy condominium somewhere in Los Angeles, and it was a really interesting 2020. If you didn't see it, on demand, I guess, 2020 ABC, the Robert Blake story. He's still around. He's 85 years old. He was Beretta on the TV series. You know, and he is actually a really good actor at one time. He was a child actor. He was in Spanky and Our Gang. Little Rascals and Our Gang, I think, are the same thing. He was one of those little kids.
You're right. He was.
Yeah, he was a child star. And then he was in, I believe, In Cold Blood, the movie about Truman Capote's book, and he was a really decent actor.
Truman Capote.
You know how few people...
I know.
...know... Do you know how few people know that was actually a pretty good impression?
Yeah.
very few.
I know.
Very, very, very few. This is the sickest story. When I saw this on the news, on TV, I went and Googled it to make sure what I had seen was actually true, and it is. Check this out. There's a 29-year-old woman who's in a facility in Phoenix. This place is the most despicable. It's called the Hacienda Healthcare Facility or something. 29 years old. She's been in a coma for, I want to say, something like a couple of years. One of the employees sexually assaulted her in a coma, impregnated her in a coma, and she gave birth in a coma.
Holy moly.
I think they're going to do
now,
DNA.
Now, how sick.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
They're collecting DNA samples from every male employee that worked in this facility, as they should. But how sick do you have to be to rape a woman in a coma? Holy mackerel. This is unbelievable to me. This average cost per patient in this facility per year, $386,000. Now they find, by the way, in the entire United States, similar facilities, cost of care per person, $134,000. So now they've uncovered all this bogus billing for insurance money. This place is despicable. Mm-hmm. But I hope they nail. And how'd you like to be the guy? Once the word gets out and the DNA testing is done, you're the guy who raped a woman in a coma. Ooh. You better go hang yourself and never, never show your face anywhere again. Do you believe that? That somebody would do that? And the answer is, yeah, I guess so. I guess we should believe just about anything. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This is perfect for what's just happened. Well, I'm not going to say any more. You'll see why it's the perfect joke for today. There's a truck driver, and he stops at a red light, and a blonde who's following the truck As soon as he stops at the light, she jumps out of her car, runs up to his driver's window of the truck, and she says, hi, my name is Heather, and I'm just trying to be a good Samaritan. I want you to know that you're losing a lot of your load. And then she runs back and gets in her car. And the truck driver takes off. He gets to the next light. He stops. She's still behind him. And she jumps out of the car, runs up again, taps on his driver's window. She says, hi. She says, my name's Heather, and I'm just trying to be a good Samaritan. I just want you to know, I told you before, you're losing your load. I don't know if you know it or not, but you're losing your load. And she gets back in her car. She does this at the third stoplight. Yes, it's me again, Heather. Just trying to be a good Samaritan. You're losing your load. He's back in her car. So the next light, the trucker actually gets out and goes back to her car. And he says, she rolls down the window. He goes, yeah. She says, hi, my name is Kevin. And I'm just trying to do my job. It's winter in Montana, and I'm driving the salt truck.
Let's get a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by Sinex. An accident reported westbound 270 before St. Charles Rock Road. A crash westbound 64 past Hampton. Accident southbound 55 on the ramp to northbound 270. They moved a stall to the right shoulder southbound 270 past Clayton Road. And an accident eastbound 70 at Packers Avenue, jamming traffic on the Museo Veterans Bridge. If you've got the dreaded stuffy nose this cold and flu season, try Sinex nasal spray. A couple of quick sprays of Sinex and it starts to work in seconds. Be ready when congestion strikes. Sinex nasal spray, use as directed. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Kevin Moret here from Mentality Men's Health. We see every day that there are two kinds of guys. Those that accept lower testosterone and all the effects on their mind and body. Then there's our clients. They want healthy hormone levels, energy, and metabolism through their prime years. Our physicians specialize in taking care of men, optimizing hormones, and keeping them at maximum performance in their careers and families. Our services are covered by insurance, so every guy can afford it. Schedule a free consultation at lowtusa.com. That's lowtusa.com.
An incredible baseball night in St. Louis is coming up. It's an evening with the Cardinals, a night to benefit the National Children's Cancer Society. It features Cardinals Hall of Famers, Jim Edmonds, Chris Carpenter, and for select sponsorships, John Mozeliak. A dinner, auction, Q&A, all to fight childhood cancer. To learn more, to purchase tickets, just head to thenccs.org. That's thenccs.org. January 26th, St. Louis Union Station Hotel. We hope to see you there.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. I'm celebrating 10 years of being a private investigator in St. Louis with a new book, Bad Mood, Good Mood, Crazy Marriage Stories, Male and Female Stalkers, Politicians and Their Kids, Hilarious Family Brawls, Cops Running Fake Lie Detector Tests, all kinds of shenanigans. Want to turn your bad mood into a good mood? Check out the hardback, the e-version, or the Amazon Kindle version, or even the audiobook version. It's all available on Amazon or at badmoodgoodmood.com.
They've trained. They've practiced. They're better. Stronger. All that's left is you. They need you to take them to the next level.
And Frazier with four, with three. For the tie, going to try to shoot a three. And he got it!
Get your Illini basketball three-game mini plan for only $59 on FightingIllini.com or call 866-ILLINI1.
Leave him alone. Let him go home. Let him go home and start over. We're going to Dallas, Texas. That's where Mike Evans lives now. Boy, I can barely hear that music. Is that a little too low, maybe? Barely? Okay. Mike Evans is brought to you every day by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other. They have the same great owner, proprietor. They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Closed only on Monday, which means, of course, they're closed today. But only on Monday. And gift cards to Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. It must be a pretty good idea because they sell thousands of them. I mean thousands upon thousands of them every year. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market now present Mike Evans. Getting all of it. Got all of it.
A little bit of Monday, a little sleepy there, Tommy.
How you doing?
Doing good. Hope everybody's doing good. Our pop quiz theme this week, celebrities and their ridiculous demands when at hotels.
Ah, these are good. I love these.
Today, name the name of the celebrity who insists on cloth worn by room service valet and house cleaning personnel that it be made of 100% cotton, absolutely no man-made fibers such as polyester. All furniture must be leather whenever possible. No plastics allowed in the room. And toilet seats must be changed every day.
Every day?
I guess that's what it says. Oh. Is it Kanye West, Courtney Cox, Julia Roberts, Will Smith?
Okay, hang on a second. This is your you're a star, and this is your room. You're staying in the room, yet you still want the toilet seat swapped out for a new one every day?
Yeah, I guess, you know, somebody comes in the room and uses it other than you. You might want to just make sure to clean nice toilets for yourself.
Brother.
All right.
Love Nuggets. So sad to talk about the passing of Steve Buscemi's wife, Joe Andreas. Only 64 years old. They were married 31 years. Two of the most nicest people in the industry. And, you know, let us not ever forget, Steve was a fireman, Engine 55 in Tribeca, New York. Before becoming an actor, he saved several lives, went back and volunteered during 9/11. Very well respected and loved couple, and she died certainly too young. Steve Buscemi's wife. Sad story. Here are the top 10 movies expected to be nominated for Oscar Best Picture. Are you ready, Freddy?
Ready.
Vice. Beautiful Babe. Beautiful Boy. A Star is Born. Bohemian Rhapsody. Boy Erased. Black Panther. Roma. Green Book. If Beale Street Could Talk. And First Man.
Wow.
What do you think of that, homie?
A lot of
them. I think I saw probably exactly half of those, so I can't comment on the ones, obviously, I didn't see. I didn't see First Man because I can't stand Ryan Gosling.
Why?
I didn't see... I just can't stand him. I can't tell you why. You ever had people you just want to go see? You can't explain him. No, you've had people where you just didn't like them, and you can't explain why. I think the guy has one expression, is one facial expression. I think he's a limited range actor. I don't think he's a great actor at all, Ryan Gosling. I didn't see Black Panther. I didn't see, run through that list again.
Vice.
Didn't see it.
Beautiful Boy.
Saw it, liked it.
You know, and I thought about you. I mean, Gaga's been winning awards left and right, and I thought, boy, Frank's not going to like that. Gaga and the Star is Boring.
To me, it was A Star is Boring. I don't get the hype. But what else? Run through
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Saw it great twice. Movie. I think it's the only time in my life I've been to a theater when it was still in the theaters and saw something twice.
Green Book, great.
Saw
movie.
It and excellent.
Great movie. If Beale Street Could Talk, First Man. Oh, there you go. Big Oscar scoop. The Motion Pictures Academy of Arts and Sciences bigwigs talked to Whoopi Goldberg over the weekend about possibly hosting the Oscars.
No.
But Whoopi demanded she be allowed to say anything she wanted and have no restraints. And the Academy said, no, thanks a lot. That's not going to work.
No.
Three shocking surveys over the weekend asking, has social media made America better or worse? The three surveys, three different companies, averaged out, and if you average them out, 88% said social media has made America worse.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was going
agreed.
To say.
I would agree, mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. Odds and ends, Hollywood's biggest three fight fans would like to find a boxer in Samoa or Tonga or someplace and find themselves and manage a championship boxer. Danny DeVito, Sylvester Stallone, and do you know who the last person is?
How would we know that?
Dolph Lundgren?
No.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No.
I'm out of ideas.
Mr. T?
Sylvester Stallone, Danny DeVito, Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas. I can tell you something. I'll tell you something else. Michael Douglas's dad, not happy that he's wanting to find this boxer at all. I talked to him.
Well, you can't prove that unless you have a quote or.
I can prove it because I recorded it. I said to the great Kirk Douglas, I said, "How do you feel about Michael wanting to get involved with a boxer and being at this stage of his life?" Here's what Kirk Douglas said. I can't stand it. It makes me sick.
Well, there you go.
There it is.
Smokey Robinson will do a fabulous tribute to Aretha Franklin at the Grammys. This is a strange one. A former member of Scientology who now works at Facebook says that Facebook is almost like a cult, like Scientology.
Mm-hmm.
Not surprised. You all saw that Texan politician, Beto, took the press with him to the dentist last week.
I didn't see that.
Nope.
Oh, it was on all the networks. He took a camera crew with him to the dentist with his mouth propped open. He was answering questions. So there's a rumor floating around that next week he's going to take the media to his colonoscopy, and then the week after that for his prostate check. Huh?
Why not? 1 minute, Mr. Evans.
That way they could, you know, they could know him inside and out. See what he did there?
See what he did there? 30,
and finally.
50.
And finally, just shut the front door for yourself. Who demands that everybody wear 100% cotton, wants fresh toilet seats every day, no plastics, leather furniture? Kanye West, Courtney Cox, Julia Roberts, Will Smith.
I'm either going to go with Kanye or Courtney. I'm going to go Courtney Cox.
Courtney Cox.
I'm going to go Julia Roberts.
The answer is Kanye West. Have a great day talking to the animal tech and be on the phone. See you on the phone. I'm going to say, I'm going to do the incarnate snips.
Translation, goodbye. See you tomorrow. That's what he was actually saying. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it. We're going to be back here tomorrow. Hope you will be, too. Thank a police officer, firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, not enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but
I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right,
Dan. Bye, y'all.
This is Larry Connors. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Wisconsin police say the man accused of holding 13-year-old Jamie Kloss hostage for 88 days chose her after seeing her exit a school bus. Today, authorities shared harrowing details in Kloss's kidnapping and the murder of her parents. Suspect Jake Patterson appeared in court today, and Judge James Babler explained that Patterson cannot have any contact with Kloss.
No contact means no contact in person, by telephone, in writing, by electronic means, or causing someone other than your lawyer to have that contact.
The suspect in a shooting and hostage situation at a New Jersey UPS facility is dead. The suspect, identified as William Owens, was pronounced dead at the scene after police opened fire on him. Owens walked into the UPS warehouse in Logan Township and fired multiple shots into the ceiling. He then took two women hostage, one of whom was reportedly his ex-girlfriend. Airports in Miami, Houston, and Washington, D.C. are having to reduce or completely shut down operations in light of the government shutdown. TSA officers continue